Excuse me, I'm warming up dinner here. All right.
I want to meet the Beatles.
What? I met him. I met him. You didn't meet him?
Yeah, I did too.
You can touch my hand.
I did too. Matter of fact, I have a photo of me shaking hands with Ringo Starr. And I have another one of me talking to John Lennon, who has now gone to the big guitar studio in the sky.
You got a hell of a group up here, bud. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, John Lennon. They must be jamming. You know, I met him, and I said this before during the Beatles reunion that was held here several years ago. Janet McCloskey, who's the president of my fan club, had organized a Beatles reunion, and I don't know why they still don't do this, but all the Beatle memorabilia was here, and there were, you know, thousands of people who came to see this.
Yeah.
And they asked me to come back because I was the host. I was the MC for that concert, and I'll say what I said then, and that is when I met them, I thought they were midgets. I mean, they came in the door, these little British guys, and slight people who, you know, a big strong wind would blow them away, and I came in the door, and I said, isn't that funny? Look at this, four midgets look just like the Beatles. And I said, oh, no, it's the Beatles, you know.
Well, you're relatively tall. John Lennon's about the same height as me. I'm 6 feet.
Yeah. And he had on high boots that day, I'll tell you.
And well, Ringo was he was maybe about 5'8". I don't remember, but
I can remember talking to, I believe, McCartney and looking into his hair.
He's tall. McCartney's a tall guy.
Looking into his hair, though, I remember thinking that, geez, boy, this guy is really small. But they were absolutely great that day. We had they were not hard to work with. The people around them were absolute terrors. I mean, throw people out of the room. They were rude to everybody, but they were the nicest people you'd ever want to...
Well, I met them two times. One here in Cleveland and one down in New Orleans. And they did a concert at the stadium down in New Orleans when I worked at a station down there. And the station gave away, cut up the microphone cord, cut up their bed sheets and everything and gave them away.
Gave it away to people who wanted to have a piece of what the Beatles had been around or even near. As I was going out of the stadium that night, people were grabbing my shirt and holding on to me because I had been with them.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the way of touching me because I had been with them.
Yeah.
There was that much hysteria about it. I'll say one thing, we'll get onto the phone here real quick, and that is I've been in the room with a lot of people. I met Elvis, Frank Sinatra, all these people. And when you were in the room with those people, there was a physical presence in the air
that
you could feel, an electricity you could feel. You weren't looking for it. You knew they were stars and all this, that, and the other, but we knew that about Elvis and everybody else. Point
he's still
was,
dead.
Yeah, he is still dead. If he wasn't, he'd be listening to this radio station. Hi, my name's Elvis. I'm dead. But if I was alive, I'd be listening. All right, at any rate, point was that they were really like a transmitter for all this energy.
Yeah.
And you could see the creativity bubbling around them. Now, individually, they don't have that. But when they were all in the same room, it was there, and that was a very rare and unusual circumstance. Let's go to the phone. You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. You're on the radio. It's Wixie. Hello.
Hi, this is Vicky. How's it going?
Let's see. It's going. I don't know. How's yours going, Lou?
How's my what going?
Forget it.
Yeah. Get a hold of yourself, Lou, but not in the studio. All right. Go ahead.
I got a song. My Green Tambourine.
Oh, yes. The Limit Pipers.
I like to say hi to my husband, Pete, out there.
Who?
Pete.
Okay. Pete's on the road back from the Pittsburgh game because the Browns beat him today. Did you hear that?
He's happy about that.
23-9. That's really nice to see the Browns come back. Did they use the new quarterback today? Did they use Strock, whatever his name was? No, they didn't. No.
I don't know nothing about football.
All right, well, we'll do that. What we'll do is the Lemon Pipers in just a second. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Wixie, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, good. We're doing all right.
Good. Hey, I was wondering if you could play Little Black Egg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that record, I think, was a hit here, and that's it?
That's it. No place else.
Because every other station that I worked after I left here, nobody ever heard of Little Black Egg.
You said Little Black Egg. Isn't that what the fleas leave?
I just want to tell you, your show last night was great.
Oh, what, at the club? Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Did you get down there?
Oh, yeah.
Were you one of the participants?
No, unfortunately not.
That is...
Would you like to be tonight?
Pardon me?
That's a leading... You're leading the witness.
We could do a contest with you tonight, the two of us, if you'd like.
Yeah, right. That's all. All we got to do is worry about our husband. Hey, look, in all seriousness, those games, I want you guys to keep playing those games after I leave town. You're going to have to find some DJ that knows how to do that. I taught Carol last night, so maybe we can get her out in the clubs to do it, because that is the most fun you can do in a nightclub. Well, you can do other things in a nightclub, but you'll get arrested, probably.
WIXY. Cleveland. Setting the pace with Mid-America's most music.
Magic.
Yep, remember this?
Yeah, I remember this. I love this one. I like it.
Oh, he likes it. He likes it. The Lemon Pipers. This was produced by Charlie and Harrigan, who worked at KYC. I helped. I never got any credit for it, but I did help with it, too. This went to number one. Charlie Harrigan didn't make a dime. They told him if they made any money, they'd fire him. That's an honest-to-God true story.
Drop your silver in my tambourine.
That's a nice production you did there.
Yeah, right. We were trying to make it sound like a flat tire. Did we get the effect?
Yeah, I think you did. Hey, now listen, you remember like last night I said, hey, Jack, you want me to come up and boogie-woogie with you on your show?
That's right.
And you said, yeah. And I said, well, if I do it, you're going to play Beach Baby for me, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
when are you going to play it?
All right, we're going to do it right after the set. Well, let's talk. You want to talk to some lunatics?
Right. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here's another lunatic. All right, Wixie, hello.
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 Can I speak to Lou King Kirby, please?
You got him, go.
Lou.
Yes.
Chuck Murphy.
Mike Murphy.
Chuck.
Chuck Murphy. Okay, Chuck, Chuck, are you still a school principal?
I sure am.
This guy and I used to go out and raise, you know.
Watch it now.
We were youthful. Are you still married to the same woman?
Of course.
You dog, you. And where's your school? Olmsted, right?
Right. No.
Or is it still Olmsted?
Yes.
And Chuck's the principal out there still.
Oh.
I mean, like, you'd never think that this guy would be the principal of a school. Well, at least from what I know about him in his youth.
Well, before we get him fired or arrested or whatever it is, how the kids changed from then to now?
They really haven't. They're still great kids, at least the ones we have in our district.
Now, see, that's what I've always said. I've got kids that are now, you know, getting up to the age of the people who were involved in Wixie when we first came on. And yeah. Those kids, they're very good kids, and that generation that's coming along there is a very good generation. They're gentle people. They're not as mean as some of those other people were.
Chuck, you were coaching for a while, weren't you?
Yes.
Long time. Do you still do any of that?
No, gave it up.
Uh-huh. I mean, are you still into the rock and roll music?
Sure.
Well, what can we play for your guys out there, for your whole... You got a song you want to play for the whole school? How about Beach Baby? Would that be all right?
Fine.
Beach Baby, be fine. We'll do it for your school, Chuck.
Okay.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Let's go to Akron. Here
see you, Chucky.
All right, here we go. Wixie, hello.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good. How about yourself?
We're doing pretty good.
Hey, it's been a great weekend, I got to tell you. Hey, listen, I'd be in Fifth Heaven if you could play two songs back to back. Is that possible?
What?
No.
What are they? Lou's easy to get along with. What are they?
One is Cowboys to Girls. You remember that one?
Yeah, Cowboys to Girls. All right. I'm writing them down. Go ahead.
And the other one's Cold Outside,
but
Quiet.
Oh, yeah, Cold Outside. Now, I'll do Cold Outside.
Okay, you know, we ought to say something here about the request. Because we're not really relative, you know, we don't come here every day, and we don't know where everything is, and we're trying to get as many of these on as we can.
That's right. We have to figure out the filing system around here to find some of the tunes, but I know that I heard him play the choir the other day, so I know it's in here. So
yeah.
We can...
Great. Well, listen, I'd like to dedicate a song to Good Times and My Brother Daryl.
All right. And thank you very much for calling us from Akron. Appreciate it. Have a good day. All right, it's Wixie 1260. It's Lou King Kirby with Jack Armstrong. You know us.
How did you zombies get out of jail?
WMJI. Magic 105.7.
The Spirit of Wixie Lives. Weeknights from 7 to midnight with Denny Sanders' Good Time Rock and Roll Show.
Sanders' Good Time Rock and Roll Show. Weeknights on Magic. It's the best rock and roll ever made. Yours from WMJI. Magic 105.7.
Portby, what are you doing in that closet? You've got a truckload of 7-Up to deliver.
Gee, well, Mr. Sneen, I just stopped in here to have a drink of Lemon Lime Crush.
A what?
A drink of Lemon Lime Crush.
Let me see that. Hey, that's a...
A Lemon Lime Crush, sir.
That's a Lemon Lime Crush.
Right, I just...
I didn't even know Crush made a Lemon Lime.
Yes, sir.
You're a 7-Up man, Portby.
Yes, sir.
You know what I can do to you for this?
Have mercy, Mr. Sneen. I was thirsty, and Lemon Lime Crush has a bolder, more intense taste than our 7-Up.
Hmm.
Just what you'd expect from Crush. Try one for yourself, sir.
Oh, I suppose one little taste would be all right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this stuff's great.
Yes.
Really intense. It doesn't just quench my thirst, it crushes it.
Crushes it, yes.
Hey, Portby, think I can fit in there.
Fit in here? I don't know. Can you guys scoot back a little? Mr. Sneen wants to come in.
Hello, Mr. Sneen.
Oh.
Don't just quench it, crush it!
For a bolder tasting lemon lime, pick the winner, Lemon Lime Crush.
It's been true for 15 years. If your t-shirt doesn't have a double D on the sleeve, it's just underwear. Now the advertising Specialties division of Daffy Dan's can custom print almost anything you can think of. We offer ceramic coffee mugs, custom printed for as little as $1.69 each, or quantities as few as 24 mugs. Our staff can suggest appropriate items and help with designing an attractive look to your badge, coffee mug, button, frisbee, pen, or other imprintable specialty. Daffy Dan's newly acquired plaque and trophy division can take a newspaper article or photo about your business, family, or friend, and photo engrave it on a wall plaque. Another personalized service of Daffy Dan's is our custom embroidery department, where we can embroider your logo or artwork in multicolors on jackets, sweats, and polo shirts. Whether it's your business, team, or a tribute to someone special, Daffy Dan's is the place to go to make a lasting impression. And you thought we just printed t-shirts.
If you want a gold medal at the Olympics, you can go there and have it bronzed. All right, Lou wants to tell us a story here.
If you do something, I promise to watch.
All right, Lou, go ahead.
Well, I was going to talk about this record, Beach Baby. I don't even know when it came out. Do you know what year it was when...
Beach Baby, give me your hand. Yeah, it came out... Oh, let's see. Wait a minute. I'll tell you. I was in Hartford, so it had to be 69. All right.
Okay, it was. It really wasn't a big hit at the time.
74! Excuse me. I was waiting.
It wasn't a big hit at that time. You know?
No,
I mean,
no.
It really wasn't. And I was living in St. Louis. The first time that I ever heard this... After coming from Cleveland, you know, we used to play it here in Cleveland.
Right.
And I had this house. I bought a house, and it was wintertime. And, you know, I used to try to create these moods. And I've always had this thing about if I like something, especially in music, I make a tape out of it.
Right.
And I spliced together this whole song and made it run for an hour and a half. And I still have that tape. So anyway, I'm out there shoveling one day. I'm shoveling the snow out of my driveway and I went back in the house. It was so cold, the snow was deep, and I came back out about an hour later and the wind had blown and it was deeper than when I started shoveling, and it had taken me 4 hours to get the thing shoveled so I get my car out.
Right. It's getting deep in here too.
I took the snow shovel. And I took the snow shovel and threw it over the garage.
Yeah.
Got in my Corvette. I had a Corvette at the time and took off. And I went to Florida and I never came back to St. Louis.
And as he drove down the street, he could
and
hear.
I had this record on
I
all the way down
it.
There.
I won't believe it. I shan't believe it.
Believe it.
Woo!
Baby, crank that sucker up. Blow your neighbors right out of their house. This is the time to get the block party going. It's the Wixie 1260 reunion.
I
weekend.
Love this!
French horns and they're showing the French get horny too. That is That is Lou King Kirby's favorite song.
You know, that has all
the
elements.
He's a hoser.
Yes, he is.
He's a what?
You interrupted my man. He was trying to be funny.
He's a hoser.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that thing has all the elements. You know what I do? I trolled the beach down there in Cancun where I live.
Yeah,
I got this sailboat and try to make moves on my wife. Playing this song. The hour and a half version, of course.
Of course. I thought you were going out looking for other people, you know, like tying a string around an ear of corn and going trolling.
From the biggest, most magical classic hits library in Ohio, it's the Magic.
Hey, all night band, here's Magic Man. On Wixie 1260 Super Radio.
Weekend from WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7 FM, of course.
That's it.
We're out.
We're through.
Jim Quick here at Mother Goose headquarters for the Weight Watchers Quick Success Program. Hey, it's the three men in the tub. Why so glum, guys?
We've been laid off.
It's the candlestick maker's fault.
Yes, it is.
How did it happen?
He told us about the Weight Watchers Quick Success Program.
The one that's quicker and healthier.
It all happened so fast.
20% faster than before.
And you're out because you're thin like him?
Not much call for a thin butcher.
Or baker.
I see.
We're a team, sink or swim.
Like the Weight Watchers support team.
And flexible menu planning.
It happened so fast.
Hmm.
Hey, I got a call for three thin guys.
Hey, that's us.
He's right.
We're thin.
Okay, Sea King Cole, you're his new Fiddler's Three.
Jim Quick with another happy ending. It's not a fairy tale. Lighten up with the Weight Watchers Quick Success Program.
You can join Weight Watchers now for only $11. Call 464-6999. That's 464-6999.
Welcome aboard Delta.
Hi, I'm Michael, and this is my little brother, Howard.
Call me Howie.
Little brother?
We'd like to be Delta Fantastic Flyers, please.
But that's just for kids 2 to 12.
I'm 7.
And I'm 8.
When were you born?
1980.
Well, you're pretty tall for 8.
It's these elevator sneakers.
And you need a shave.
Oh, too many vitamins in my lollipop.
Lollipop?
Howie's trying to give up cigars.
You just want to get a free Mickey Mouse visor.
And the Fantastic Flyer magazine.
With all the neato stories, puzzles, and games.
Me and my son, Michael, think it's rad.
Son?
I mean brother.
Or twins.
Fraternal.
I think you're older than 8.
How about 9?
You have a bald spot.
Well, I've had that since I was 20. Oops.
When kids 2 through 12 fly Delta, they can join Delta's Fantastic Flyer program. After enrollment, they receive a free membership certificate, poster, button, and a subscription to Fantastic Flyer magazine with chances to win free trips. No purchase required.
Son, it's my turn to wear the Mickey Mouse visor.
Uh-uh.
I'll let you play with my briefcase.
Forget it, Howie.
Delta, the official airline for kids.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, we got the world's biggest kid over here on my left, Lou King Kirby, who is here in his peach outfit. Do you want to daringly go pick the phone again and talk to some of these people?
Sure!
Let's find out if they like Beach Baby or not. Hello, Wixie 1260, who is this?
Good.
Who?
How you doing?
How are we doing? I don't know. I haven't had me lately, but they say I do pretty good.
You know what I remember about Wixie?
What?
It's Chicken Man. He's everywhere.
Yeah. Bark, you remember that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, that was...
Norman used to force me to wear the chicken suit.
Do me a favor.
What's that?
I need the box tops.
The letter. We just did it not long ago. We'll try to do it again, though, okay?
I'll tell you what.
Cry like a baby, maybe I could do.
You need to hear from the 60s.
All right, well, we'll do what we can to get some good stuff on for you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
All righty. All right, it's Wixie 1260. Who's this?
Vicky from Amherst. I can't believe I got through again.
It can happen. It can happen.
Can happen twice in 1 month.
In 1 month. I can't wait till you tell a gynecologist.
Looks like.
What?
I hate to see what my phone bill looks like.
Well, what is it that you remember about Wixie? Tell me what you remember about 66, 67.
Oh, geez, I was too busy skipping school then.
You were what?
I was too busy skipping school.
Skipping school.
Skipping school and...
What did you do when you skipped?
I went and partied.
That's it! You went and partied. What was your favorite group? Do you remember?
Favorite? Oh, probably the Stones.
The Stones were your favorite group.
Right.
You know, if I had a way, I'd look around here and see if I could find something by them, but it'd probably be impossible to find. What's your name again?
Vicky from Amherst.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can find some Stones for you. It'll be hard, but we'll try, okay? Thank you.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Armstrong.
WMJI Magic 105.7 FM. Let us take you back in time.
Back in time.
You remember.
Less than 2 weeks from today, Wixie will fill the lucky Christmas stocking with $1,260 in Christmas cash. You may be that winner. Just listen for the Christmas cash sound at any moment. If you're the fifth to dial the Christmas cash line at 578-1260, when you hear it, you're automatically eligible. Be listening for the Wixie Christmas cash sound and stand by to win.
It's the magic.
1260 Super Radio.
Basement Weekend from the biggest, most magical collection of oldies in Ohio,
or maybe even the country.
Exclusively from WMJI, Cleveland's Magic 105.7 FM.
Jack Armstrong,
the choir. Does it feel a little bit chilly?
Well, my world used to be sunny.
It's Wixie 1260. It's a Wixie weekend of reunions and good music at 6:05, 55 before 7. I'm Jack Armstrong.
I'm the Ready Gorilla.
We got ya! Here's a song by Joe Tex on his man at Leo's Casino. Live and in person, looking for them skinny legs and all.
Say it, man!
What a band that man had. Joe Tex, Skinny Legs and all at Wixie 1260. Of course, it's WMJI 105.7. It's Magic 105.7, and it's a Wixie reunion weekend. I'm Jack Armstrong. We're talking about some of the old things that happened. Carol and I were just talking about Leo's Casino, and I was telling her I'd tell her a story about Leo's Casino. I thought, well, I'll just tell it on the air. Basically, when you went to Leo's Casino, there was a room that only held 250 people, maybe on a good night. People standing up all along the edges. It's one of those places where if you had to go to the John, you thought about it 15 minutes before you really had to be there, because it would take you that long to get to the John, all right? At least 15 minutes to get to the John. All right, now what would happen is the Motown acts in Detroit, and I'm talking about Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, the Supremes, in the case of this gentleman that's coming up in a second, they all would come to Leo's to open their acts for their tours across the country. Why? That was a warm-up place. Now, what would happen is the Motown executives, and I mean Berry Gordy, all of the vice presidents would come and sit down in the first two or three rows and watch their acts right there in front of their faces do what they were going to do on the road. And, of course, they had had choreographers come in and help them with the choreography. Then, of course, they had people who were designing their outfits so that they would look good on stage. And this is where they knocked all the kinks out of the act, was at Leo's Casino. I can remember on several occasions seeing some outrageous acts who were really trying to impress Berry Gordy and the rest of the people at Motown. And they all had relatives in Cleveland, a lot of these people. All right, and the relatives were there, and they put their heart out on that stage in a room that is so small I can't begin to tell you. One night, I saw Stevie Wonder live and in person. I'll never forget it as long as I live. The Motown band came out first, and you have two tall black dudes on the end, right? One's playing bass, one's playing rhythm guitar. They're on the end of the band, like at either end of the stage. While they're playing, they lean forward about every five or six notes and look at each other down the stage. With that eye, and they are perfectly together in what they are playing. The drummer is a young black boy who sits right on the end of the drum stool, okay? He is at the very end of the drum stool. He is so intense, you can see him holding the drumsticks and gripping them and warming them up in his hands, like a baseball player would warm a bat before he swung. And his eyes, you can see him look out through the audience, his eyes are like, this is it, my chance to drum for Motown, my chance to drum for these incredible artists. I have to do this has to be good. And the backup band would come out and nail the set home. You didn't care if the star showed up when they'd finish with you. You were like, holy moly. And then the star would come out. We'll bring one of those out in just a second. It's 6:10.
WMJI Magic 105.7. The magic $100,000 grapevine game begins October 10th, and registration is going on now. Your chance at the largest single cash prize in the history of Cleveland radio. Plus, at least one chance every weekday for $1,000 or an all-expenses-paid trip for four to Walt Disney World. At least one potential big winner every weekday. And probably more. The largest cash prize and the most chances to win big money come from only one place. WMJI, Magic 105.7. You could win it all, and it doesn't even matter when you were born.
Now, the band is broken. Band's gone off the stage. The band comes back up. They hit a few notes. The lights are out. You're sitting there by yourself. Somebody in the back of the room says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leo's Casino. And now, from Motown, the town that is bringing the music to America, ladies and gentlemen, Stevie Wonder."
Stevie ain't gonna leave the town.
Bring the hair up on the back of your head. Stevie Wonder, I was made to love her. Didn't take too much torture. I kind of fell right into it. It's Wixie 1260. It is WMJI 105.7. Jack Armstrong here on a Wixie reunion weekend. About to wrap it up. We've only got about 43 more minutes to go, and we'll take a couple of phone calls. To finish up on the story about Stevie Wonder being live at Leo's Casino, I'll finish on one note, and that is, as we all know, Stevie is blind. He can't see a thing, and he has a guy that helps him around on the stage. At least he did in those days. And when he finished one of those real strong sets like that, they would lead him back and let him play drums, for instance, while he was singing that song. He would be playing drums. Then he would come out and play the keyboards while he was playing other songs. And he did this all evening. And finally, he came out from behind the drums after one song, and they moved him up towards the microphone. His man's holding onto his arm. He gets up to the microphone, and he says, "Shut up!" You could hear a pin drop. There was not a sound in the place. And they threw a blue spotlight on him. And he reached in his pocket. He pulled out a harmonica. And he played Alfie on that harmonica. People started to cry in the room. Let's do a little monkeys, then we'll go to the telephones. You want to get a hold of us? It's 5781-105 or 3701-105.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song.